There's a tribute this Friday for the late Sean Bailey, a much-loved legend from the South Coast. Gathering at Horseshoe Bay from 10:30 a.m, community members will honour the Bravery Award-winning surfer, skateboarder, electrician and painter for a paddle out in the morning. His best friend and wife, Hannah Bailey, joins me now to have a chat. Hi, Hannah.
Hi, guys.
I'm really sorry to hear about your loss. It really sounds like he left the world sooner than anyone was expecting.
Yeah, everybody's lost, definitely. We're all feeling it.
Yeah, so Sean sounds like an absolutely celebrated member of the community. Is that something that's really hitting home at the moment?
It is. We've just been so lifted by everyone's love and support. It feels like he's still with us. You know, it's not even real yet.
Tell us a bit about Sean. How did you come to meet him?
Funny story and a little bit serendipitous. A friend and I were basically on our way out for the night. I was barely 18. We stopped in because she was going to be buying his panel van off of him, and she stopped to give him some money before we went through it on our night out. And he happened to be having a house party, so we hung around.
One thing led to another.
Yeah, the rest is history.
And best friends and came to marry each other too. That's a perfect foundation for a relationship.
Definitely.
And I hear you've got two beautiful girls together as well.
Yeah, we do. We have Sylvie and Sasha.
And how old are they now?
12 and 8.
Right. And I'm sure some of Sean's characteristics shine through.
Yes, definitely.
What was Sean like?
He just was the ultimate party king, loved the ocean. You know, when I married him, I married that too. Fell in love with the beach together and just raised our kids in a rock pool. He just loved life. He loved his mate, always smiling. There's a million things I can say. What can you say? There's not enough words.
Tell us about the Bravery Award that he won.
Just another last moment I'll never forget. We were heading back from our first family trip to KI. We had a ferry booked to be home, and it was New Year's Eve. We stopped into Paddington on the way home to just have one look at what the surf was doing before we left. And as soon as we got there, he spotted someone in trouble. And his wife ran up and just said, "Can you help?" And she'd barely finished her sentence before he had his board under his arm. And spent the next hour, you know, really struggling in some pretty strong rips, but managed to get him back into shore. I had Sylvia on the beach at the time. She had just gone one. And, pretty much got him back up to the car park. He stood there throwing up a bunch of salt water, and then we were like, "See ya, we got a ferry to catch." exchanged numbers and then watched the sun go down on the ferry ride home and just thought, what just happened? Yeah, it was pretty surreal.
Right.
But we've kept in touch with Les, and that's been an amazing relationship too.
Oh, that's so nice. You know, just it sounds like he had the attitude of just, you got to help. You just got to, that's how you are a member of society.
About it. I was just like, hang on a minute, what? You know, like, it was crazy.
I hear that a beautiful portrait of Sean has been painted on a surfboard for you.
Yeah, that was by Tad, epic artist. He's done a few murals down here on the South Coast, but it's such an incredible piece. So if anyone is attending the paddle out, that'll be there for everyone to have a look at. Just amazing.
Well, it sounds beautiful. It sounds like people are really commemorating Sean in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, and that's been nice to see. You know, he touched so many different areas of life. It's all coming back thick and fast.
I hear that people have been raising money for you and your family.
Yeah, and that's just overwhelming. We're just so grateful for everyone's help in every way they've, you know, managed to reach out. Meals and things too, just so appreciative.
Yeah, has it been a challenging time financially?
It has been, and that's been ongoing. We've had some health issues with our eldest who has epilepsy as well, so the last 2 years have been hard.
I bet. Must really blow you away, though, with the support.
It does. Mm. It does. And I feel like, we're really being carried right now. It's nice.
If people would like to join in on Friday, 10:30 a.m, getting together at Horseshoe Bay, people who knew Sean want to pay their respects. You're all paddling out 11:30, I hear.
Yeah, absolutely, and everyone's welcome. It's going to be warm, so make sure you bring the drink down. You're not going to get a car park, consider that too. We just want to see everyone there.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time today. I know it's obviously an incredibly personal story, and Sean sounds like an incredible man, so thanks for joining me on the radio to tell his story.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you.